Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we bring you post-punk, Black Sabbath meets Afrobeat, and speedy rock and roll.
None of which will feature the flute.
Okay, Patrick, we have another week of listener picks, 2021 favorites.
That's right. Even though it is now 2022, I'm still writing that on all my checks. It's embarrassing to write 21 on your checks when it's 22.
I know.
But, it was a surprisingly good year for music, Jim. I think for a variety of different reasons, there was a bunch of spectacular records that came out in 2021.
Well, yeah, and the listeners are really stepping up and turning us on to stuff that we might have missed.
Yep.
I think 2021 was it was an interesting year for music. I mean, you were coming off of the lockdowns, you know, in the middle of the year. So some artists were able to get out there touring again, which means that if they held back records, they were putting them out, you know, so they could support them on tour. You had some of those pandemic records coming out.
Yep.
Just the kind of, you know, weird stuff that they decided to do at home while they couldn't tour. Some of that was then being released. So it was a very eclectic year, I think, in
certainly
music.
Was.
It was not your normal, you know, unless you're a Swiftie, I guess, it was not sort of your normal, year of, big mainstream hit music, I think.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Let me see. Where are we here? So this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And let's hit up the first listener today.
Hello, Rock in the Suburbs. This is Mark Neese calling from Okemos, Michigan. Just calling to chime in with my favorite album of 2021. And that would be Dry Cleaning's New Long Leg. I know I called about this album probably in the late spring, and I was raving about it. And it continued to be my favorite album for the rest of the year. I just find it so unique. I love Florence Shaw's laconic journal style entry lyrics and vocals combined with a sort of new kind of post-punk backing of the other guys in the band. It continues to be one of my favorites. It's sort of strangely catchy in its own unusual way. And I just love it. And I think I'm probably going to keep listening to it beyond 2021. So that's about it. I'm wishing all of you in Suburbs Land a happy holiday. And I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Results from the geophys. Just an emo dead stuff.
All right, there you go. Dry cleaning.
Yeah,
great sound.
Yeah, really cool sound. And I love the way Mark put it, you know, journal entry style lyrics. I mean, and that one has one of the great examples on the record, too. I've been thinking about eating that hot dog for hours. not something you would, you know, maybe hear John Lydon singing post Public Image Limited, but it's got that post-punk drive and that mystery about it, and it's really quite striking. I have noticed also that it's showed up on a lot of year-end lists from some of the pundits too, so I would love to see that band in person. I hope maybe this year they'll be on a tour over here in the US of A.
Yes, that'd be cool. Okay, here's the next caller today.
Hello, Patrick, Jim, interns, and members of the Suburbs Pod community. This is Eric Lorenz checking in with my year-end picks from Lincoln, Illinois, where we're celebrating another bear-free year. So, I think the theme of 2021 for me is that I was discovering a lot of my favorite albums at the same time as other members of the Rock in the Suburbs community. Some examples are Sweep It Into Space by Dinosaur Jr. and Ignorance by The Weather Station, both of which Stephen Routledge mentioned in a New Music episode. Another example is Matt Berry's The Blue Elephant, which Greg from Poland discussed. A couple times this year, the community even caused me to revisit albums that I was non-committal about on first listen. Two examples are New Long Leg by Dry Cleaning, which Patrick and Mark Neese both liked, and Uncommon Weather by the Reds, Pinks, and Purples, which Nick Scalera talked about. I gave both these albums a second chance, and now they are among my favorites of 2021. In keeping with this theme, my overall favorite album of the year is Ritual Divination by Here Lies Man. This was one of Patrick's picks for January New Music, and I discovered this album around the same time. The description of this band's sound as Black Sabbath plays Afrobeat is fitting, and it's an album that I've returned to throughout the year when I need a dose of heavy riffs with a twist. One of my favorite songs on the album is Underland, which starts off like an epic metal anthem before settling into a chugging groove.
Okay, Here Lies Man. I know this is one of your favorites of the year as well.
Yeah, totally. And I'm so glad Eric brought this up, because I had sort of forgotten about it a little bit, because as he said, it was a January release.
Right.
So
right.
It was way back at the beginning of 2021. And it's one of those, you know, it's kind of like, I guess, releasing a movie, right? They say you got to put your movie out at a certain time if you want it to be, you know, an Academy Award pick, because sometimes movies come out too early or too late and you forget about them. I think it's the same thing with albums, but so glad Eric brought this up, because this one rips. I mean, this is a heavy ripping album, along with a couple others that maybe I won't mention right now, because one of them might end up being my pick for okay. Album of the year. But I looked something up, Jim, about this, and I wanted to confirm it. So two things I'll say. Number one, and I may have mentioned this back on the original episode, that this band was part founded by Marcos Garcia, who's a guitar player in Antibalas, a band that you and I both love.
Yes.
Yes. And really respect all their albums. But also the drummer in this band is Jeff Mann, and he is the son of Herbie Mann, who is a famous jazz player who plays the uncoolest instrument in jazz and maybe all of music. He is known for playing the flute. So that his son could come out and, you know, be in this cool heavy rock band, I think strikes a blow for us anti-flautists out there.
All right. That's a great tidbit. Okay. All right. Let's get back to Eric. He also has a song of the year pick.
My favorite song of the year is another variation on this theme. For July New Music, Scott Isom picked a song by Amyl and the Sniffers that I liked. So I kept the band in the back of my mind while waiting for their new album. I picked up that album, Comfort to Me, after it came out in September, and I was really taken by the energy and driving bass, guitar, and drums of the first song, Guided by Angels. It really sets the tone for the entire album, and it's my favorite song of 2021. Well, that was 2021 for me musically. Thanks to everyone for another great year, and keep rocking the suburbs in 2022.
That's a great tune.
That is a cool
great
song.
Tune.
Yes, very cool.
Does it kind of remind you of X-Ray Specs?
A little bit, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, it definitely does. I was going to say, too, it would make a fine segue with New Long Leg as well. You know, any of those, some of those tunes would segue nicely into that. But cool band and great name.
Yes, very cool. All right, great picks today.
Super
great. Let's see here. Tomorrow we will have tomorrow two more callers, two songs, and an album. All right?
All right.
Okay, so all this week you're going to hear 2021 favorites from the listeners. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Great name.